May I help you?
Hi, Mike. This is Matt calling you from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. We had talked to you a couple weeks ago about a couple of different packages, and I just wanted to get back in your ear and see kind of what you were thinking about in terms of, like, getting some internet marketing going.
Yeah, yeah. I'm right now in the middle of making a website for the business and logos and cards and all that stuff, you know, so I wanted to get all that done before I...
We can actually make you a website, too, like, included with our package.
I've already got one. It's almost made, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
we're going to need to redesign you a website, because it's not just having a website. It's about how you program the back end of the website and building keywords and stuff like that, because that's how SEO works. So... and like I said, we include that, like, it's no additional charge to get you a website. I mean, we can mimic your website if you want to use your website, but we're going to have to, you know, build out the website in order for it to rank, and get you on top of the search engines. So that's part of the technique, you know, and how we get you there. Does that make sense?
Sort of, but.
Yeah, so there's two types of things. There's the aesthetic functionality of a website, and there's...
Yeah, but I don't want a website that somebody else owns. I own my own website. And
you own your own website. We're just going to need...
You can feel free
to have access to
it. From there. Huh?
We're just going to need to have access to your website.
That's fine.
Yeah, you'll own your own website. We're not, like... That's fine. You keep the domain name as long as you have it. But we're going to have to design your website in a way where it'll rank on the search engines, because we got to build in things into the website. It's all part of the secret sauce, you know? And so that's part of how we're going to get you on top of the search engine, is how we build out your website. It's not the main component, but it is a component of making you successful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, anybody can build you out a website, but is it going to rank? Okay? So having a website that doesn't rank does you no good, right? So,
but you could go into my website and do it from there, can't you?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we'll do. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
So you don't have
but
to
we,
change
it,
like
it, may, it depends on how it's designed and how it's thing. We might have to make, like, changes, like I said. I mean, it's like, at the end of the day, you'll still have complete control over your website. We're just going to need to get access to it. And we're going to have to definitely make changes to it so that, you know, we get you to rank. Cause our whole goal is to get you success, so you stay with us. At the end of the day. Now, when we talked to you last, did they go over the different packages that we have and, like, the pricing and all that? Do you remember any of that or not?
They told me it was, I don't know, $249 or something like that a month, I think.
Yeah, it was $349 to get started. There's that package. But like I said, let me kind of go over the different services we can do for you, kind of give you a, like, quick rundown and pricing so you understand, and you can kind of tell me what makes most sense for you. But most of my clients might start with what we call our ideal package, because it really sets you up for success long term. Okay, the first protocol that we do is what we use this thing called Google Verified. Have you ever heard of that before?
Yeah.
Okay, so Google Verified is the Google's pay-per-lead program, okay? Mm-hmm. There are some requirements that you have to meet in order to get it. First is you have to have a state security contractor, Class B license with a locksmith endorsement, right? That's required by Google, and then $100,000 in general liability insurance.
Well, this
to have at least
a locksmith ad. It's for EV mobile charging vehicles for when they're down.
Okay. Gotcha.
I mean,
gotcha.
I do car locks and stuff, like, it's more like roadside assistance type of thing, you know? If you had an EV car and you ran out of charge and you're, like, stuck on the road or anywhere, you'd call me up and I'd come out and I'll
sure
charge.
That'll definitely get you business. But if we include like locksmith in terms of, like, vehicle lockout, that will definitely help you get, like what you need in terms of, you know, staying busy. Because like I said, if we really focus on both of those, like locksmith, like vehicle lockout, EV recharging, all of that stuff, like, because we have the ability to focus on all of that, that will ultimately get you the results that you're looking for. Like, there's only going to be so much mic to shoot you straight, EV, recharging.
Yeah, here's the problem. Like, I'll tell you right now. Yeah, mm-hmm. If you start putting that on a locksmith, they're going to want me to have a license and then my name, and I have to go take, you know, get a locksmith license to do that. When I'm doing EV charging, I don't need to have a license.
Yeah. So, well, you won't need to have a license for vehicle lockout, right? So, mm-hmm. like, you can...
Yeah. Hmm? If you put locksmith on there, they're going to want you to. I mean,
yeah. Well, if we just focus on
the site going, and then later on maybe add it lockout or locksmith to it, then fine. But when you go
yeah.
and sign up, you sign up with a locksmith.
Yeah, I'm just saying though, like you trying to recharge EV is only going to have so much activity on Google versus having like vehicle lockout with that as a rider. What I'm saying is focusing on both of those. Would be like not going the full vertical of locksmith. I agree with you on that, but having both of those like roadside kind of like that kind of thing, you know, like vehicle
no,
lockout.
I understand. I would like to be under locksmith heading as unlocking cars or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, you could get on there, but if you want to start doing that pay-per-click or local service, whatever they got, they're going to want you to
yeah.
have a license.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to qualify for that. Definitely, we wouldn't focus on that. So with our package right now, right, to get going, it's the first month's $349, and then it's $299 a month thereafter. And that package will get you on Google. $100 of that as well will go towards Facebook ads, right? And like I said, it's basically going to be $299
a month.
$299 a month, yeah. Your first month's $349, and then it's $299 a month thereafter.
I swear the guy said it was $249 a month and $99.
Because I'm looking at the notes right here. He said $349, and then it's $299 a month thereafter. I'm even looking at the notes here too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our normal package. It's called our Platinum package.
Yeah.
Normally it's $100 setup fee, but he waived half of it for you. So that's why it's $349 instead of $399.
Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever. I mean, but I still need to do a few things before we get started on this. So.
Yeah. Like, what do you
okay.
need to get? Like, what do you need to get done?
That's why when I talked to your other guy, I kept asking him, what are you going to need for me for Google to be able to get this done? But he would never tell me. He just wanted me to.
Okay.
You want
let's
to
talk about
him,
that.
You know?
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that because that's a great question. I want to address that right now because obviously we're on the phone. So first off, do you have your business name on a business entity at all, like a LLC or a DBA?
No, I haven't. Well, I'm in the process of getting it registered to the city and the state. So,
are you going to have it as EV Charge Fast Mobile?
Huh?
What are you going to name it? Fix It Locksmith, or like what are you going to name it as?
Not Fix It Locksmith. No.
Okay.
It's EV Charge Fast Mobile. It's called.
Okay, so that's what you're going to have it on.
That's how it's going to be listed, or, you know, filed at.
Gotcha. Would you ever consider, like, EV Charge and roadside?
No, because I don't really going to do all roadside stuff. I'm just going to do... you know, charging cars and lockouts. I don't change tires.
Yeah. Or maybe EV Charge and locksmith. Because
yeah.
if you if you include what you do in your name, it's always better. It's like, it like helps the general public make sense of what you do. If you just say EV charge, all they're going to think that that's all you do, right? So if you, when you make your name, I would highly suggest, Mike, I have over 1,000 clients. There's a reason why you're talking to me. Okay. So if you put the name EV charge and locksmith as the name, right, that will be more clear to the general public of exactly what you do. Does that make sense? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, because I didn't hear you, so that's what I was like asking. Okay, so I would recommend you get that going. We can start getting things moving because, like I said, once you get us access to the domain name, you, like, we can get you, who's making your website? Are you doing it? Like, who's making the website?
I'm making it.
Okay. Don't waste your time on that. We make beautiful websites. Like, better than what you can do. Straight up.
If you want to go on there, like, web addresses.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, well, that's fine. If you already got the website done, that's fine. We can get in there. It will take us 7 to 10 days once we get access to your website to get everything done on our end. Right. We'll start creating. We'll fix up the website the way we need it. We'll start generating your like campaigns for the Facebook, because anytime somebody goes on a Google, Mike, and types in EV charging, locked out a car, you know, mobile locksmith, right, whatever those keywords that are going to relate to your business. Yeah. Right. And let's say they see you on Google, but they don't call you. And then 10 minutes later, they go on their personal Facebook page. What's going to happen is, since they type those keyword in on the Google, they're going to see a sponsored ad from your business Facebook page because of that. It's called retargeting ads. Okay. And so with the $299 package, $100 of that goes towards Facebook ads, right, to help keep you getting business off of two flat platforms. So yes, the emphasis is on Google, but since Facebook is the second most visited place on the internet besides Google, obviously we want to be there and capturing that business as well. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. You guys don't do
We don't do what?
Indexing. You know, we like
indexing.
Types like Bing and whatever else.
Yeah, yeah, you're gonna be on all you're gonna be on all, like, being Yelp, all the directories as well. Like, that's all part of, in fact, let me go ahead and say, is it contact@evchargefastmobile.com? That's your email address?
Yeah.
Okay, let me show you exactly what you're gonna get with this package, because it sounds like we need to take a step back and make sure that you're understanding.
Yeah.
Right?
Can you send it to me? I was just getting ready to leave here. I have an appointment I got to be to.
Yeah, absolutely.
What
I'm going to go ahead
again?
And send it. My name's Matt.
Matt, you're not the last guy I talked to.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
They had me reach out to you, Mike, to explain everything. It sounds like, you know, we need to break this down more to you.
Then I talked to the other guy and asked him, you know, what all he's going to need me to have. I was going to need business cards and stuff, you know, or whatever, you know.
Yeah. You're
going to
need at least a business card. But again, I would recommend changing your, like, before you officially get your name on something official, make sure it says EV charge. And mobile lockout or mobile locksmith or something like that, right? That relates to what you're going to be doing, because I wouldn't just focus on EV, because it's going to limit you. There's only going to be so much search activity for people that need EV recharging. There's only so much going on. It's not as big as you think it is. Like, the searches on Google, there's enough. Right?
Oh, yeah.
But there's more people that are going to be looking for, like, lockout, like, on Google than there are people that need EV recharging right now in your area. So I don't want you to just focus on that, because it's honestly going to hurt you in the long run if you just focus on EV. Okay? You know, yeah. So, cause I'm looking at the search activity right now, just in your area. Okay. There was last month, like, people looking for, like a mobile lockout, right? That keyword. Last month, there was 2,200 searches last month on Google in your area. Okay. And EV recharging, that keyword last month was 820.
Yeah.
Okay. So you see the difference, like way more on one. So obviously we want to capture both. That's several thousands of, search activity in the area. So having both working in your name, Mike, that's what's going to benefit you. But we can go ahead and get you started and start getting you results, because there's a lot of things that we have to do up front. My main question is, when do you want to get this thing moving and going for you?
You can put whatever you want on the website, right? As long as I go and register it, like you said, right?
As long as you have access to the domain name, that's all we need, and we'll go ahead and take it from there. You want us to keep, like, majority of what it looks like, we'll keep majority of what it looks like. So, we're going to just have to, like, we're going to have to reprogram it is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand that. What I'm going to ask is, though, like, my business card and all that, is it going to have that on there, or does that matter?
I mean, your business card is not as important as your business entity. Whatever you can get first, like, because sometimes we can get, okay, so the reasoning why you need certain things set up is because we have to get what they call your Google business profile established. That's where, like, when you see, like, for instance, one of my clients is Stingray Electric. If you Google Stingray Electric, you'll see their Google business profile. You'll see, let's take a look how many. Stingray Electric, they have over 193 Google reviews, 5 stars across the board, right? They used our platform, by the way, to get all those reviews, okay? So 193 reviews, okay? So when you see your Google business profile, it's important, right, in order to get it verified with Google, that we have some stuff for them. So typically we could, like, start with like a van and your name on it and like a business card. But sometimes Google requires, it's like a 50-50, to be honest with you. Sometimes Google requires an actual business entity showing the name, like an LLC or a DBA. Does that make sense?
If you put locksmith, for sure.
Hmm?
So I said, if you put locksmith, they're going to definitely want that.
That's why we're not so much focusing like on the locksmith side. We're going to focus on the EV charging and then the mobile lockout side of things, right? So there's, like I said, I mean, it takes a day or two to get an LLC set up. You can go to zenbusiness.com and get an LLC quickly set up. They're easy. There's so many like companies that will help you set up an LLC. Right. You definitely want to get, for your protection too, a business entity, right? Not just a DBA, because it protects you as a business owner, you know?
Yeah.
But a DBA is cheaper to set up at first, and a DBA, you know, you don't have to pay as much fees over the years on a DBA, but it still doesn't give you the layer of protection that an LLC will.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, again, I know you're just a small guy, and that's what I'm saying. Even start off with a DBA, like you can go online in your area and get a DBA set up in like a few days. So it's not hard to get that, you know, going. So, but that right there, right? Now, are you going to use your home address as your business address? Is that what you're going to use?
No.
What are you going to use?
Well, are you saying to advertise or just for what, for the DBA?
Yeah, for the DBA.
Yeah, I'll do that. But no, I don't want my address listed on it, any, you know, on the ad or whatever.
So Google is going to require whatever address that you use to be your address of your business, right? Yeah. So whatever shows up on that official paperwork is going to, so you can use your home address. That's fine. We won't show it and broadcast your home address on Google.
Yeah.
But to verify you, Google is going to require the same address to match. That's what I'm saying. Yep. That's how it's going to, like, organically, like, circumference your business based on what your business address is, which, again, is going to be your home address. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's fine. Use your home address, and we'll hide that from the general public. In other words, we'll make sure that your home address is, like, I got a guy right now called Lewis Pest Control, and they're out of South Carolina, right? They use their home address as their business address, and we just hide it from the public. They can't see it. Okay?
I understand. So, I used to have a locksmith business at the address. It was Fix-It Locksmith. So I still do. I still have a Fix-It Locksmith. That's me. But I had a listing on Google, but they took it off. I don't know why. And, you know, it never – they don't say, you know, you can't ever get a hold of anybody over there or what. So I just gave up on it. But
I mean,
I
do you want to go back?
Somebody had told me – huh?
Do you just not have the, like, the licensing anymore for locksmith? Is that the – is that also what's going on
here? No,
that's
not the issue. That's not what they wanted. You don't have to have a license to put an ad. If you want to use the pay –
yeah, you don't. That's what I'm
saying.
Whatever
you have to –
yeah,
you have to have
for the paper leads you do, yeah, but for just a regular listing, you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to go, like, to Fix-It Locksmith and EV Charging or something, like, maybe go that, like, use that name because you, like, we can get that probably reestablished for you. Did you have any 5-star reviews under that name when you had it?
Yeah, I had a whole bunch of reviews.
Like, 5 stars? Yeah. Like, was your rating good?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't we do that? Why don't we try to get it back? And we'll update the name.
Because
we can do that. We're a Google partner. We can get that back for you, Mike. That's like you're talking to a one-stop shop. We didn't just start this yesterday. We've been doing this for 20 years.
Well,
so,
I understand that.
Yeah.
I wanted to start this business here, too.
Yeah.
I don't want to combine them together, you know. So.
I'm just saying, if you like that name, Fix-It Locksmith and EV Charging, maybe you could go, like, we can update the name is what I'm trying to communicate. Like, keep the Fix-It Locksmith and EV Charging. You can maybe go that route with it. But if you don't like the name or you don't want that name at all,
I've tried did things that other people said to do and it doesn't seem to work, so. Somebody told me just start over with a new, you know, deal or whatever. So, and
I would try to see if you can get a domain name that has, like, not just the EV in it. In other words, that you show that, hey, you do 2 services, not just 1.
Sure.
Okay. You know, like I said, it's just, you know, it's for your best interest to try to get both in it. But if you can get that taken care of, Mike, like I said,
I understand what you're saying. I just don't want it to make it hard for myself trying to get a Google listing by putting locksmith in it because I know that's what they're going to do is they'll give you a hard time, you know.
Yeah.
Me and my wife has a business at the she does called Check a House, and she goes around, takes pictures of houses for people that want to move, you know, from another state or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they got that ad going, and then later on she said, well, hey, why don't we add locksmith to it? You know, since we're in the houses, we could change the locks for the people or whatever, you know. So we did that. Down the road, it asks you what other services you do, and we put locksmith on it. So.
Uh-huh.
We have that listing. She does anyway. And so, you know, and it worked that way, but, you know, we didn't ever put locksmith in the ad, the name. And she didn't have a hard time getting that ad, you know, she actually started off as something else, you know, so she just added that to it, you know.
Yeah.
So, but whenever she gets somebody that wants their locks changed or whatever, she calls me and I go do it for her, you know?
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll do, okay? Because obviously we want to get you as a client, okay? What I'll do is I'll go ahead and get your $50 startup cost even waived. So the only thing you'd be responsible for is just the $299, okay? But I can't just do this forever. Like, if you're serious and you want to get this rolling, right? Because normally we have to charge $99. I'm going to go ahead and get the startup fee waived. So you only are going to be responsible for is just your $299 a month, okay?
Uh-huh.
And here's – let me know if you got this email. Just let me know if you've got it. I just sent it to you right now, Mike. Just want to make sure while we're on the phone.
So if you got my other listing started, you know, the EV or whatever, what if I want to later add locksmith to it or whatever you said?
Yeah, but it's good. We can, but it's good to, like, it just makes it more complicated because – it's how we lay the groundwork on it, like from the website, like the domain name. Like, this is why I'm saying, like, we should start this right from the beginning and not try to piecemeal it. It's kind of like a house built on a bad foundation, right? You know, let's start it right from the beginning. So, like, for instance, let me go back here, Mike. I want to see something. So you already have your website done, yeah? So I can look it up right now and I'll see your website?
The cards and signage for the van and all that, so I don't know.
Okay.
You
already got that?
Yeah.
So,
I don't know, I mean.
I mean, there's 800, like, searches in your area.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, what we could do is we could always do the Fix-It Locksmith later. And market that business separately, you know, but
yeah.
I'm sure we can, add the locksmith side to your business if we have to. It's just going to create a lot more work in the long run, but you know, I mean, we can only we can do. So,
if you put keywords like roadside assistance or locksmith or lockout or Jumpstart or whatever you put in there, I mean, there's more searches than 800, right?
Oh, of course. I'm just talking about 800 on just like EV recharging, you know?
Sure.
Like,
but, you
like
know,
in the
not,
area.
Nobody does that, so.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah,
like,
nobody does
you know,
it.
Yeah. So
it's not,
something like
people are looking for, because people know, like, if they run out of, like, charge, they're like, dude, like, who are they going to call? You know, like, you know, it's like it's not really a service.
Locksmith, there's thousands of locksmiths, so I'm competing against, you know. So, I mean, you know, we don't
get
that many calls for locksmith stuff. And when I did have my listing through Google Fix-It, I didn't get a lot of calls. I mean, I don't know why. I have no idea.
You probably weren't optimized.
I used to live in an before I bought this house over here, I moved over here because my son lives over here. And in the other city I lived in, I got way bunch of calls for work. But out here, for some reason, I don't get calls for locksmith work at all. You know, I don't know why, but just, I don't know. It's really weird.
You're still at the 27902 Holy Fair Drive, right? That's where you're at? Okay, gotcha. I mean, let's just run with the name that you got and we can build out the other, keywords. And then, you know, over time, like, you know, like I said, we can make it, you know, both so that, you know, you get it.
Well,
like,
you
I'm
know,
looking
I,
at your web.
No, get it listed with that in it if that's what, you know, but the only problem is, like I said, I ordered cards.
Yeah, but people are going to see you like EV Charge Fast Mobile, right? They're going to see that name. They're going to think, oh, like, he just recharges more. Like, you know, there's just nothing in that name that indicates you do other services. So it's just a limiting name, you know? That's all I'm trying to say, you know? I don't know. What do I know? I've only been doing this for a long time. So,
if I do that, too, they might think if I put lockers, I think, oh, well, all the unlocks is just electric vehicles, you know? It's like, I don't want that either, you know? So
yeah. Well, you could
do
like, EV Charge and Locksmith, right? Like, you know, people will be like, okay, he does EV recharging and he's a locksmith at the same time. So, you know, again, but like, I don't want us to get lost in the little details. Like, what we should do is get you going, right? We can still try to optimize you on the keywords. It's just people, when they see your name, that's what I was trying to indicate, you know? It's just limiting to one service, right? And it's such a niche business.
I want this to work, you know? Because I'm going to be paying $300 a month and, you know, for not to work or whatever.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
if you... Do me a favor. If you could email me that information you're going to send me or whatever.
I did. I did send it to you. Yeah.
All right. Well, when I get back, I'll call you. Well, how late are you going to be there, too? Where are you?
I'm here in Southern California by Disneyland. I'm 2 hours behind you.
So what time are you?
I'm here till 6 o'clock your time. Just shoot me an email. Here, I'll even send you a text. Okay.
Yeah.
You can shoot me an email or send me a text. I'm always on the phone. So I would recommend just like shoot me a text or an email. It's Matt with Local Splash. Text me when you're available. Okay. So I'll send you that, and then that way we can, you know, figure it out. Yeah, but like you can start with the EV thing and we can optimize you for the other keywords, right? And then over time, if you want, you know, we could start working on changing the name to have it like inclusive with like both services. You know what I mean? That way it's just a simple thing you can update the truck with and put some extra lettering on it. You know?
Sure. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. All right. So that's what I was thinking. Okay. Cool. All right. Well, go on and get on, and then, you know, just reach back out to me and we'll pick it up from there. Okay, Mike?
All right, man. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.